The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I want to talk about this concept of light and darkness. There are two realities that simultaneously exist within us. There is the spiritual reality, and then there is a material reality. There is simultaneously existing. We can't fight it. This is how we have been created. The material reality is the body of a human being, right? It is the body of a human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses or describes as being created by clay or by dirt, yani something material, isn't it, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Sa'd, verse number 71, He says, إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَ إِنِّي خَالِكُمْ بَشَرًا مِنْ طِينٍ. That when Allah, when your Lord said to the angels that I will create a human being, a bashar, and I will make that human being out of clay. The body, as Allah describes it here, is something very material. Now, though the body is material, but because it is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this creation of God must be cared for, right? It must be looked after. It must be respected. And this is why we take care of ourselves, because even though it is something material, it is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we also have to realize that the body by itself, yeah, the body by itself is not worth any merit, right? In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we assign a lot of merit to beauty and physical appearance, but the body itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, it lacks any merit. And we recited the verse in the khutbah from Surah Ad-Dahr, verse number 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hal ata 'alal insani hinum min ad-dahr lam yakun shay'an madhkura. He says that has there not come a time, a period of time, when he was not, when man was not anything worthy of mention. Subhanallah, right? That there was a time when we were not even worthy of mention. Mufassirun, like Ayatullah Allama Tabatabai, when he talks about this verse, he says, look, the body had already been created at this point. So this body exists, but the breath of God, the spirit of the human being, had yet not entered that body. And so it was a thing. No one can deny that we were a thing at that time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully says that it was a thing not even worthy of mention. Subhanallah. Right? Like how God looks at material things. And this is us, right? But then it is that spiritual side, right? That is the second dimension of a human being that is very important. And this spiritual side is that side where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now blows His spirit, as He says. His created spirit, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 29, He says, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي أَحْسَنْتُمْ. He says that when I created and proportioned him, and then I breathed into him my created soul. Yani not the soul of God, something He created, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is this breath that I put into this human being that now adds worthiness to that human being. Yeah. Prior to that, that human being was still something that was a creation of God, but it lacked any merit, it lacked any excellence. What brings excellence to us, yeah, what brings merit to us, what brings worthiness to us, is that breath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which gave us life, right? And it is this life, whether you want to call it a spirit, a soul, anything that is giving us that fuel of existence that will carry on after this material body comes to an end, right? And so these are the two dimensions that I want us to understand. There is that spiritual dimension that exists within us, and at the same time there is that physical or material reality or dimension that exists within us. Now let's go into it a little bit deeper. The spiritual reality within the human being is that reality which elevates mankind above all other creations. Yeah, it's the spiritual reality. It's the soul of a human being. It's not the material body, right? It's not the material body that makes us superior to the other creations. There could be, and there are, other creations which are faster than us, yeah, which are stronger than us, yeah. But it's that spiritual dimension that gives us rank and gives us that glory above all other creations. And it's this spiritual dimension that exists within human beings that allows a human being to have those noble qualities like compassion, mercy, forgiveness, wisdom, contemplation, feelings. All of these things which, if you think about, are very selfless qualities, right? We love others. We have compassion over others. We are moral human beings, not for ourselves, but for others and the benefit of others. And so what you find is that it's that spiritual dimension that exists within each and every one of us, that it elevates a human being and takes him towards a level of perfection. And this is why this spiritual dimension, this breath of God, which brings about all of these noble characteristics, is described as nur, is described as light. Then we talked about light and darkness. But what is that dimension within us that is light? It's that spiritual dimension, right? It's that breath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can allow a human being to attain tremendous qualities. And it is those qualities which are known as light, nur. Now let's look at the other side, the material dimension. It's the material dimension that exists within human beings that is responsible for the lower desires, the worldly desires. Now the spirit, the material dimension is what? The body, right? And so it's the material dimension that seeks out food. It seeks out water. Yeah? It seeks out shelter. It seeks out clothing. It seeks out entertainment. It seeks out money. Now these things are needed, aren't they? Yeah, of course they're needed. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave us a material dimension, realizing that we will need the desires of that material dimension to succeed in this world. No one's saying don't go for money. No one is saying don't go for food. No one is saying don't go for water. No one is saying don't go for shelter. These are things that we need to survive. But it's these very things, if you think about, that are the cause of chaos in our world today. Yeah, no human beings fight with one another because there is too much love out there. Yeah, no human beings fight with each other because of high morality. No, I have higher, let's fight. No, we fight for land. Yeah, we fight for resources. We fight for money. Yeah, we fight for these things which are very material in its essence. And so when you look at this dimension of a human being, the spiritual side, which talks about these noble qualities that will allow a human being to ascend, they are described as light, nur. While these physical, material dimensions that we need to survive, but at the same time, these things are the cause of chaos within our world, are described as darkness. Yeah? And in its flip side, if we reflect on it, just as the spiritual side gave off selfless qualities, the material side desires selfish qualities, right? These things like food is for me, water it's for me, shelter it's for me, right? Now again, we need these things, but when they go unchecked, these very things are the things that cause chaos and destruction in the world that we live in.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.